live on what is shaping up to be a simply spectacular Monday. Oh my goodness, can it get any better outside? Welcome, Laguna Beach. We are very fortunate to have in studio with us Catherine Marino and Cynthia Rose. Now, Cynthia is the Celebrity Cruises red carpet sponsor of Orange County Fashion Week this week.
That is correct.
Yeah, wow,
we
got that.
Really excited about that. Oh,
this is going to be cool. It's a great event. Catherine, tell us about the event itself.
Well, Orange County Fashion Week has been around for quite some time now. We started out as a grassroots event back in 2005, actually, started by the Elephant Man Foundation. In about 2014, I met them as a consultant, and it's come to today. We started out with, the ballet and the men's aquatic team here in Orange County, and it's become our Discovered in the OC program for building runway models. And now we get scouted by, anyone from Sky Talent Management to Ford, Wilhelmina Auto Models. They come out, and we're so proud that we have the most wonderful models that participate, and they're all, discovered here in the Orange in the OC. And since then, we've been the platform for emerging designers to come and get discovered.
Right.
And we, of course, we have our established brands, and now we have different designers from all over different countries that come and showcase with us. And we've been just, excited to bring people here for that drive alone, and then of course enjoy our beautiful weather, which right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what we brag about.
Yeah, we don't have the London fog. Yeah.
all our friends back east hate us.
Yeah. I know. So it's been a really wonderful experience, and we're so excited what we have ahead.
Excellent. Now, Cynthia, tell me about the involvement of Celebrity Cruises.
Well, first of all, we're so pleased to be a part of OC Fashion Week this year. And thank you, Catherine, for inviting us to be that. And thank you, Ed, for having us on the show.
It is absolutely our pleasure.
So aligning with this luxury fashion and design competition provides a unique platform for Celebrity Cruises, really to showcase our brand to a key affluent market here in Southern California. Right. So for me, a cornerstone of building brand awareness is a couple things. One is to create relevant differentiation from our cruise line against all of our competition, which there's a lot of. And then also, more importantly, to create an emotional connection with the audience. And what better way to do so than with a partnership like the OC Fashion Week. So, basically what we're doing here is showcasing our brand, showcasing our pillars through fashion. And OC Fashion Week is right around the corner. We're really excited.
Excellent. And this is the first time ever. The first time you've been involved in this ever?
Yes. But actually, I will state that it's not the first time we've been involved with fashion. This idea came to me 6 years ago when I started with Celebrity Cruises. And we started out actually with students at FITM. And we gave the inspiration assignments to those students. And now with OC Fashion Week, we're bringing it to a whole new level with emerging designers. So we're very excited.
Excellent.
It's really cool. I mean, and I have to applaud you. And
she has been
so diligent into this
about everything.
We are so honored to have this opportunity to really showcase the students. So it's a really, I'm sorry, not the students, the designers that we have coming up ahead. And a lot of them, some of them are established designers. So, and they're taking this competition to the next level, which we're so thrilled about, especially some of the guests that are coming. So that's kind of a cool draw,
Yeah. And it's very timely for Celebrity because we just launched our brand new class of ships called Edge. And Edge debuted last year, and she's going to be the first of four, maybe five ships coming up in the Edge class. So it's our third class. We have Millennium Solstice class and now Edge. Extremely modern, all outward facing. The way it was built is very revolutionary for the cruise industry. In addition to that, in May, we're introducing a brand new mega yacht in the Galapagos Islands.
Okay.
100 suite, beautiful mega yacht.
Wow.
And so part of these assignments take Edge and Flora into play. A lot of the assignments are on accommodations and public spaces on Edge, and obviously our brand new mega yacht in the Galapagos.
Right. Now, have you been on the mega yacht yet?
I have been on our 48-person yacht in the Galapagos. I was lucky enough to get that on my agenda last year.
Okay.
It was a bucket list location. It was absolutely amazing.
I can only
imagine.
And
I've been every year trying to go somewhere different in the world, but being out there with the animals and in nature in a very protected part of the world was absolutely incredible, and we spent 11 days there.
That's fantastic. Now, your new class of ship, there's one already out?
Yes. So Edge is the first class of ships, And she debuted in the Caribbean, and now she's going over to Europe. And then we've already started working on our second ship in the Edge class called Apex.
That's exciting.
So the neat thing about this ship and why it's so appropriate for designers to be inspired by this is the way the ship was designed was not like any other. The spaces are very open, very outward facing. We have something that we call a magic carpet, the cantilevers off the ship. And it's about the size of a tennis court.
Okay, I'm watching that right now
place where people can gather and literally feel that they're part of the environment as they go through all these beautiful destinations. We do sail to seven continents, so we have destinations and cruises all over the world.
Oh, that's just very cool. Our first night is the 23rd, this coming Saturday. Is that correct?
That's right.
What time are we getting started?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
6 to 9 p.m. And every night our show is actually also presented by Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy. New this season is Sephora in their third season with us. Right. And I believe in our fourth season is Amazing Lash Studio, Rancho Santa Margarita, Brea, Crossroads, and Bella Terra in Huntington Beach. So, and we have so many more sponsors named, but namely our runway is driven by the Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy and all the students. And what's cool about it, I love seeing how the combination of all these major brands come together and produce this amazing runway. And it's cool because what Cynthia is bringing to the table for Celebrity Cruises is that these are all the individual inspiring sections of the new ship is going to be the inspiration behind each collection and driving each fashion designer. There's a total of 7 designers opening night, and starting with like Jonathan Jimenez, I think he has this, the magic carpet that you could actually see on our Instagram at OC Fashion Week, and actually go to the post where you can see this.
I suggest going really there cool. And checking it out. I really do. That's very cool.
It's so cool, right? Yeah, we love it.
Like I said, it's really hard, and people have a certain idea of what cruising's all about, and it really, really has changed. Right. And Celebrity has been in the forefront of that change, so we're very distinct in that.
So a little different since the Love Boat, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what happens on day two?
So on day two, we are theming into hair and makeup and showing what goes beyond the runway. And we've got a Karl Lagerfeld tribute.
Okay.
We're calling it the Chanel Experience. But, of course, it is presented by Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy and Sephora. And what we're doing is we're actually taking inspired looks from the past previous history timeline of his famous works, and we're recreating them in a live beauty and hair and makeup experience. And it's our tribute to him, and then it's also a chance for people to see what a mood board is. A lot of people don't know that in order to create a runway look, it starts out with different inspirational pieces, which we call a mood board. A lot of interior designers use that when they create a home. We do the same thing to create a runway look. And so those mood boards are then distributed to the hair and makeup team. We have over 70, courtesy of Tony and Guy Hairdressing Academy.
Right.
And they take those looks, and that's how they're able to recreate, avant-garde hair and makeup, and it really comes to life, and it really changes that theme of clothing. Some people think, there's this, collection of apparel, but once you see her, with this, retro 60s vibe, or it might be futuristic, whatever that look might entail, it's all encapsulated. So we have this nice tribute to Karl Lagerfeld, and being able to have this and share this experience with others gives us a chance to give them a peek and a preview of runway.
And that's great.
It's really cool.
That's very cool. We just lost Karl, less than a month ago?
I know.
Less than a month ago.
It was so tragic, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really tragic.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing something like that. That's really a cool tribute. I think that's going to be great.
Thank you.
So on day three, what do we do on day three?
Well, every day we have Celebrity Cruises as our official red carpet sponsor. So we have a wonderful opening per every day. And this third day is held at the Pelican Hill Resort.
Love it.
And I should say the resort at Pelican Hill, because it really is. It's prominent, beautiful, a 5-star decadent view, and we couldn't be more happier. Their service is just impeccable. And we're thrilled that they're, we're showcasing 3 designers there, Tatiana Shabalnik, and also a newcomer, Julio Quintero and Berenice Gonzalez. She's our return avant-garde designer here, locally based in Santa Ana. And, you know, they're grabbing her in Hollywood right now because she's so talented. And we're so excited. Tatiana is actually from Belarus, and her collection is all color, and she's got this ballroom decadent opening presentation that is just going to, you know, take your breath away. And we can't wait to see what Julio's going to come up with. You know, in the past, he had worked closely with Berenice on a lot of photo shoots, and his inspirational headpieces, which you'll find on our Instagram at OC Fashion Week, has really, really enchanted us. You know, I got a chance to go to Derby Day in Australia, and it was really phenomenal to see their how they're dressed, you know, dripping in Chanel and really Balmain and really just high fashion. And it was great to see it wasn't your standard, you know, Julia Roberts flop hat.
Right.
You know, you're talking about very cool geometric shapes and very, you know, avant-garde styles. And it was nice to see that kind of fashion forward. So it's a nice fresh take that Julio's bringing, and I can't wait to see what it looks like on collection. So that's like
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah,
this is going to be exciting.
And for me and for Celebrity, being the first time that we're partnering with OC Fashion Week, each day is going to be a new idea for me. So yeah. I think I love the artistic nature of how Catherine is what she's brought to OC Fashion Week.
So I love the explanation just now, too, because I'm sitting here, I didn't know anything about this. I'm loving the explanation. And day four, how do we start off day four?
Well, before I go to day four, if I could take a sneak peek, too. For day two, we wanted to advocate for our charity spotlights. We actually are introducing on day two working wardrobes so people can actually recycle their clothing as they board the ship. And it's a wonderful nonprofit, and it's our way of, you know, we want to spotlight charities that do a charitable good. And then, of course, the third night at Pelican Hill is Susan G. Komen. And we were inspired by reality housewife Peggy Solahian, who had gone through, you know, a mastectomy earlier, and she was hosting our show. And so that connection held at OBAG at a private event inspired us to spotlight their charity as well. So those are two charities that
great and magnificent causes. Magnificent.
Absolutely. Yes. Great. So day four is actually presented by FET the Venue. It's a brand new wedding venue. And we were stunned by it. It's actually located in Red Hill near John Wayne Airport. And we have some phenom talent, one flying all the way in from Mexico City. His name is Lenuel Fro. He just premiered at New York Fashion Week, and he's returning with us. And his couture can be in museums. They are stunning. Wow. Every single piece is a work of art. And it's really incredible to see what it takes to build the collection, because we had him at our hair and makeup event last year with Tony and Guy, and everybody was just stunned because it every piece and look, complete from head to toe with a mood board, is a masterpiece. And then we've got some new designers. We have Vacan by Valerie Barney, and she's doing ready-to-wear stunning collections that are just amazing. They have kind of a period piece to them, which I like, almost very regal. And with these crowns, beautiful crowns, we saw some of our newer models modeling them, and we're like, hey, we know her. So they're like, well, you know who we're casting then. And one's like, okay. And then, of course, the third designer is a Filipino designer from Los Angeles. His name is Carl Andrada. He is just a magnificent couturier with a, I don't think I said that right, but he's an amazing wedding designer as well. And his pieces are just breathtaking. They're full of life and imagination, and I've never seen cocktail dresses look quite like that. And it's so hard to give it. I can't say enough. You know, but we've been posting about our designers on our post, and hoping that people catch a whimpse of them. And this is our local, you know, designers here filmed locally, which we're so thrilled and able to provide, you know, a stage for them. And then we're all supported by, you know, our community, our models, their parents come out as well. You know, of course, and all our wonderful sponsors.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Catherine Marino and Cynthia Rose. Cynthia, you were about to say something. Cynthia's...
I just wanted to comment on day four. I'm very, very excited. One of the things you may not know about Celebrity Cruises is we're a cruise line that people like to use for their weddings and honeymoon and such.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that you can have a destination wedding anywhere in the world.
Right.
Oh, I
celebrity cruises and have it all your family traveling with you, multi-generational groups. But if you want to be married in Greece, you can be married in Greece.
Right.
So a lot of people don't think about cruise lines in that fashion, but I know we do it, and we do it very well.
So. Actually, I have a sponsor that's getting married, so I'm going to pitch that idea.
have a whole team that works with our brides.
Oh, my God. That is really
so
the coolest
you,
thing.
Really,
also,
you have
we have LGBT weddings. We are now having
that.
Those at sea as well.
Very I saw cool. that on the post. I think that's so cool.
So you essentially have a staff of wedding planners, really? Yes?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
You imagine all the amenities you have on board already.
Right.
It's actually a natural. And I don't know. I never thought about it. Maybe get married in Iceland or Ireland.
Destination wedding is done for you. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, what we're talking about here is OC Fashion Week. It kicks off on the 23rd, which is this coming Saturday. I've got Cynthia Rose and Catherine Marino here. Tell us about day five.
Day five, we return back to Lido Marina Village, where we have the second yacht by Electra Cruises. And we'd like to thank Electra Cruises because without them, this is would not be possible. They were gracious enough to allow us to produce a runway show, three seasons ago, and we're returning back. So this is really an awesome treat for us. We actually have a three-level runway show.
Ooh.
And what's really cool with the daylight savings, it actually works to our favor because you get a different atmosphere by the sunset.
Right.
So the beginning show starts out with our menswear, and we have a wonderful LA designer. His name is Perry the Second, and he's just fabulous. And of course, we have Melissa Pallone. She's actually also on day one, and I'll go over the day one designers as well. I meant to do that. And she's got a wonderful cocktail a collection that's up ahead. And then, of course, we have a brand new store that just opened at the Irvine Spectrum called Unaffected. Yeah,
okay.
It's really cool. It's like we posted it. We're like,
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I love the name.
Yes.
Me too. It's like we were posting it. We're like, let's walk into the weekend unaffected. And it was just like very clever. And it's just a really great ready to wear, easy casual wear to that you could go anywhere on a cruise, right? And then, of course, Jesse J Collections. I had a chance to meet him last week, actually. And he's actually a celebrity stylist, but he decided to come out with his own collection and vibe. And I mean, it's really stunning. It's actually unisex. So we get a chance to see what he's going to come up together with, which we're really excited to see what that looks like. And then, of course, we've got a brand new dancewear collection that's coming out. It's called Dark Rabbit. It's by a young Miss Rowan Burke. And she's just amazing to have on. So we can't wait to see what's ahead. We just have a full plate of designers. On opening day, it's going to be Jonathan Jimenez, Egypt Ufeli. She's our youngest fashion designer at the age of 13.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been on CNN, People Magazine, Oprah, you name it. And she's just hitting the airwaves and right.
She's the real deal.
She's the real deal. Yeah. And that's how she started. She actually started because it was an anti-bully campaign. And she was inspired to create a collection that was suitable for her body size and fit because she had asthma and some of the medications caused her to increase weight gain.
Right.
And she was a model herself.
You take steroids for asthma, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so from that, she was inspired to say, you know what, I'm going to make clothes for everybody. And she did. And so she's actually competing in the show and in the adult ready-to-wear size, which is so thrilling. Then we've got Vanessa Lozada, talented local designer found here. She's a sustainable designer, and I can't wait. Her collections, people were actually shopping for her collections the last time we had her with us. They were actually wanting to purchase it right off the runway.
Wow.
So we have that happen, you know, more often than we could even imagine. We also have Jamiel Rankin Curlew. She's actually locally based in San Diego as well. And Ugochi, she's new to our lineup. Ugochi Collections, she's all the way coming from Nigeria, and she's bringing Phenom color. Both of these ladies are bringing Phenom color and their own aesthetic and playing field to the runway. And then, of course, our Newport Beach designer, Dawn Sunflower. And she's just sunshine herself. She actually has her own storefront based in Newport Beach. And we're just addicted to her personality, but it comes out in her collections, whether she's doing ready-to-wear or wedding. She's extremely talented. She's been in Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, and you know, Tatler, you name it, a lot of London publications have picked up her collections as well. Gosh, I want to make sure
seven,
that, yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Is it all seven? Yeah. Speaking of seven, so they each got seven different assignments. So I actually don't really know which person got which, because that was on Catherine, but the assignments were as general as Edge itself. Creating a luxury cruise collection for Edge and inspired by Edge.
Right.
Then we've taken bits and pieces of the accommodations and public spaces of Edge and made them individual assignments. So we have the magic carpet, which you saw earlier.
Right.
We have Eden, which is a three-story entertainment area. It is actually open all day until late in the evening, and it transforms with each different day part with
right.
food and entertainment and bars and such. And then we have our suite class. So we have both our iconic suite, which is our largest suites on board Edge, which are extraordinary on their own. And the revolutionary two-story villa. We have a two-story
wow.
villa staterooms on Edge, complete with their own plunge pool and big, big balconies. So you can have your own little condo on board.
Oh, my gosh. That's so innovative.
Our suite class also enjoys their own retreat area, which is a pool and entertainment area just for suite class. And last but not least, the last designer gets the inspiration of our mega yacht, Celebrity Flora.
Wow.
It's really, really cool. And I have to add that... And I just want to add that we wanted to say a special thank you to our brand new international sponsor, Global Sources Fashion, located in Hong Kong. It's one of the largest trade shows for sourcing, and we're so excited that they had selected us to be a California delegate representing designers and buyers heading to Hong Kong this April. So anybody that actually registers and showcases at OC Fashion Week gets to go to Hong Kong if they are a designer or buyer. So it's really amazing. So special thanks to them. We're so excited to have them as new partners. Melissa Pallone, who is showcasing on day five, she is one of the designers also on day one. And, you know, I can't wait to see she goes from cocktail to resort. It's cool. This is our cruise collections.
Wow.
You know, it's going to be, a tough thing to judge on.
how does our audience find out more about this? Where do we go online to find you?
Definitely go to ocfashionweek.com. And then, of course, we've got our Instagram, and our Instagram handle is at ocfashionweek.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can find all our posts up there as well. And for tickets, they can find it on our feed as well as at our website.
Fantastic. And Cynthia, how do we find out more about Celebrity Cruises and these wonderful things?
You go online to celebrity.com, or I believe the Instagram handle is at Celebrity Cruise, and then Twitter, it's pound Celebrity Cruises.
Okay. So. It's been wonderful talking to you guys.
It's been so cool. Thanks, Ed.
And enlightening as well. I feel so much more knowledgeable now. This has been Catherine Marino and Cynthia Rose. It's OC Fashion Week. It starts on Saturday, the 23rd. And they're running through 5 days of 5 events. It should be spectacular. Anything else before we go, girls?
No, thank you so much, Ed.
Have a fantastic rest of the day, and thank you for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.